What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, and welcome to the Ducky Daily for 7/30/2010. Sorry once again that it's late in the day, but I had a busy day. I think it's funny because I sometimes realize I do it, but someone sent me a message saying that their favorite part about the daily is when I do sing-song. When I'm talking in singy-songy rhyme. Oh, what are you gonna do? Alright, so last night was the premiere of Project Runway, and I kind of like the changes that Lifetime's made. I feel like they classed it up a little with adding the whole intro, you know, confessional style with Heidi and Tim, and then Tim closing it out, leaving a little kind of message about the person who got kicked off. I think it's bullshit that the girl who went home, I can't remember her name, but Skanky Dreadlocks, got kicked off. I mean, come on. Some dude flipped a kimono around and stapled it to his fucking model, and that jackhole gets to stay. But Skanky Dreadlocks goes home. I don't see it. And I thought her dress was kind of cute. But hey, that's me. I have no style because all of my clothes come from Target and H&M. So who am I to talk? There you have it. Do you think they're going to keep those little Tim outros? Because I liked it, and I feel like it adds, like, a classier element to the show by having that and getting a little bit more of Tim's feedback on it. So I'm kind of hoping they keep it. TV question for you going into the weekend. Rubicon, yay or nay? I know a lot of people watched it when it, you know, they released it online early. And then last week after Mad Men, they premiered the first hour, I believe. So do I need to watch it? Should I invest the 2-hour time into it this weekend? Because part of me thinks I would kind of love it, and then part of me thinks it's something I'm never going to be able to keep up with, much like Burn Notice and all those other ones, Covert Affairs and all that crap. And I'm not calling it crap because I don't like it. I'm calling it crap just in general. Any way you put it, that doesn't sound good, so never mind. I'm going to move on from that one. Today, I was very excited because I purchased tickets to see Jimmy Eat World here in Boston. So today's musical note on the daily is that you should all go and listen to their first full length, which is Static Prevails, because it's a harder Jimmy Eat World, and that's what I fell in love with them for. Not that I still don't love them today when they're a little more poppy, but I cannot wait to see them on October 5th, I believe. And I'm hoping at some point this weekend to get tickets to go see Florence and the Machine, because I fucking love that crazy bitch. So I'm going to do that. Hoping to catch up with Kath at some point this weekend so we can podcast about So You Think You Can Dance and True Blood and everything else that's been on TV this week. I also need to catch up with White Collar because I'm 2 weeks behind now, which is ridiculous because I need my Bomer fix. The hotness. What else? Ooh, the Big C. I posted the entire premiere of Showtime's new show, The Big C, on DuckyDoesTV.com, so you guys should head on over and check that out. And it's really good. I love Laura Linney. She's fucking amazing. Oliver Platt's in it as well. And it's kind of this comedy, semi-drama, and, I mean, come on. Laura Linney, it can't be bad. So you need to just fucking head on over to DuckyDoesTV.com and watch it. And then tell everyone else to watch it. Alrighty. Alright, guys, it's the weekend, and I'm getting out of here. So, hope you guys have a good weekend. Send me some Twitter messages about Rubicon. Send me emails if you want, info@DuckyDoesTV.com. Head on over to DuckyDoesTV.com and check out The Big C, and let me know what else you want me to talk about in the dailies. Alright, you guys, bye.